Wow, this week the weather was wacky to the max. Midweek we got a dust and a snow that ended up being about 3 inches. It was that wet kind of snow that sticks to all the trees and shrubs and makes the world look magical. I took a walk the morning after our little storm. The real field temps were hovering around 23 degrees, but the sun was shining, and the world looked so bright and clear, with the sky the most intense shade of blue. A couple of hours later, the trees were bare again. The ice had melted off the cars, and there was this steady drip, drip, drip from the roof as the temperatures soared into the 50s, if you can believe it. The rest of the week, it was in the 40s most every day, with a monsoon Saturday, followed by a light dusting of snow again. And so it goes. Spring in Maine. I refuse to call it mud season, though. That just sounds too brown and ugly. No, spring is bright and sunny and filled with the sounds of birds chirping. They're not fooled by a little bit of snow. No way. The world is waking up from its long winter's nap, and so are we. And folks just seem friendlier, you know? Even the real grumpsters are a little less grumpy. I can't tell you how happy I am to say goodbye to my winter coat. Yes, I'm a little cold without it as I hop into the car to drive to work in the morning, but it's worth every shiver. I just don't even want to look at my winter coat. Put a fork in me, I'm done. With all that's going on in the world, it helps to look for things to be grateful for. And in my book, spring is one of them. Things are looking up on other fronts as well. I bet you've been on pins and needles wondering how Charlie is making out since his last visit to the podiatrist. Frankly, I'd forgotten all about it until he proudly presented me with this little ditty. Toenail fungus update. In a world so topsy-turvy, the road ahead unsure and curvy, bet you're anxious to be knowing how my toenail treatment's going. I was skeptical for sure that bunion goo would be the cure, but now I see it weren't a dud. It's slowly breaking up the crud. Twice a day I squirt it on, the biggest boogers, they're all gone. As for the ingrown toenails I've hosted, Jerry's out. I'll keep you posted. Oh, man. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.